All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I want to get to something, but real quick, you know, you heard Beanie's update there. Like, A, I have no belief that happens. Rico and I are both of the same belief. Damian Martinez is going to end up at like an Alabama or something. Fill in blank. But it is incredible to me that multiple years into the new era of college football, we are still hearing headlines like what Beanie just said. Oh, an NIL collective failed to pay Damian Martinez. Just like before the Iowa game, Michigan State had all kinds of problems with players getting NIL pulled. I mean, the idea of no rules in the sport are just, it's insane. But the fact that there's seemingly no rules with the collectives, it's crazy.
Collect your money if you want, or maybe we just don't pay you.
Right. Now, the only connection I can make to make that relevant, because I have no, would I want Damian Martinez? Of course I would. He's a bulldozer. If you don't watch anything else of Damian Martinez, just go watch him in the UW game. This is a Big Ten physical battering ram, one-cut running back.
In bad weather. Right. Yeah, he's a Big Ten running back where he's a type that you probably see like at a Wisconsin.
Yeah. But look, he's a back of the same level that when Jahmyr Gibbs left Georgia Tech to go to Bama. This is that type of transfer. He is fantastic. I have no thought that he'll go to Michigan State. And I don't think State's in the business of paying $500,000-$700,000 for a running back.
And see,
David?
We don't pay running backs.
You're damn right.
Even in college?
I wouldn't even do it at the college level. We don't pay running back. No salary cap? Don't care.
See, I don't know if he wants to follow his coach because I don't know how that worked out. Did he feel like, you know what, the staff abandoned me and left me here?
I believe I read an article where Martinez was very critical of Smith. Because I think the way it went down was Smith had told the team, but it was before the Oregon game, and they're like, wait, we have to play the Civil War here, and you're... I think Martinez threw some shade at him.
Nothing will ever be like what Caden Hauser did. Not that he's going to be this great quarterback, but Caden Hauser just went full blowtorch. Screw this guy. I'm not playing for him. I didn't like him before, and I don't like him now. He told me I was never going to be a good quarterback. That's why he left.
Well, he was right. Caden Hauser blows.
No, I know, but the fact it was the honesty. He was like, "Nope. Oh, he's coming here. I'm out. Gone."
Just 2 minutes on what Beanie had said. I want to bring up something, and I heard Cookies and John and Heather do a nice job with this morning. Have you guys gotten a chance to see our major addition for the NFL draft? I mean, it is the equivalent of the leg lamp in a Christmas store.
I was about to say, you mean the new Lions draft caps or the new color scheme they got coming out?
No. And no, it's not a completely renovated and rendering accurate District Detroit. Nope, not that either.
It might as well have been. Because the rendering for both flat out lie to you.
Uh-oh. We're talking about our new Hollywood sign. Has anyone seen this puppy? The Detroit sign.
It's pretty much when you order something offline, this is what I'm ordering, but this is what actually came in the mail. Hollywood sign. Nice.
You thought you were getting the authentic Steve Nash jersey. Cutscene. It's a knockoff from China.
Who's Steve Nish?
Nash. Guys, here's my one issue, right? And I want to make this more than just the sign. I have a problem in sum total. Like, driving back into the state of Michigan, I was out of town this weekend, and all you see from the time you hit Michigan to get even into Detroit proper using 75 North is garbage. Why are we blowing $400,000 on a sign, Detroit? It looks like a refrigerator magnet. Yet we don't pick up the garbage. Like, when people are coming to the draft, that sign is not going to save you when there are used condoms on the road next to it. Like, this is my problem with what we do in this town. You drive anywhere near Detroit on our highways, garbage, blown up roads, nonsense. And we're blowing $400,000 on a sign that looks like a refrigerator magnet.
It's... The sign in this, in and of itself is ridiculous.
Whose idea was this?
I have no idea.
This is like the Super Bowl arches. Whose idea was that?
But it was the artist's rendition. It was like this white sign with lights in it. It's like, I don't know if I would get that, but sure.
Can I ask another question? How is that sign and landscaping not done 2 weeks out? What are we going to do? Have fans from other towns put pot and plants as they walk in?
Right.
Perhaps bringing some mulch in from another area.
Right. As you look and see the houses behind it, like, wow, this was not thought out whatsoever. It looks like Lego blocks. Seriously. It does. Like, they just, you know what? We got some Lego sets. Let's
Kenny
just go ahead and build
the microphone. Or David threw it at Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny.
I was just mocking it back here. David is very upset.
Why? Are we saying anything out of line?
No, you're not saying anything out of line. This is Detroit. I love my city. I never expected it to look like these AI renderings that were out here.
Wait,
where's
our LED roof?
I never expect it to look the way they say it's going to look.
Where are all the people I was promised in District? I don't see any of the rendered people.
The renderings?
The rendered people look so happy.
They were having a picnic. They're the on those LED picnic tables.
Rico and I were strolling. We're going to luxury retail.
Walking a dog. I mean, everybody was out about town.
All right, don't look at that abandoned house because it'll be gone because it's not in the renderings.
I just, maybe the way I want to do this is, why does everything we have to attempt locally have to be underwhelming? But second of all, are we going to pull this off? Are we going to pull the draft off without being a punchline? Because I will say, it's fun. We can break the stones of our local town. We live here. You know what I get tired of? I get tired of people looking at me like I'm one of the impoverished children in the starving kids ad when you tell them you're from Detroit. And they're like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. And I'm like, sorry about what? It's actually not a bad place to live.
It's not. But when you do stuff like this, you wonder why people make fun of you. Seriously. You could have given me a can of paint and $40, and I could have just painted "Welcome to Detroit" on a Uniroyal tire as you drive in.
Like Rico's featured in the Home Depot commercial, where the guy somehow builds a deck in one afternoon on a Saturday.
Right.
Here's Rico building the Detroit sign.
No, I'm just gonna paint "Welcome to Detroit" on the Uniroyal tire as you're driving into the city from the airport. Come on, this is why people make fun of you, because this sign was nothing like it was promised.
Show me the original rendering.
Okay.
Because I have not seen the rendering. I've only seen the reality. The reality is, I go, that costs $400,000?
Show him the real renderings, please.
Okay.
Because the ones that are going around isn't the real one.
Okay. Oh, you mean not the one in white? That's not the real one?
That's not the real rendering.
Okay. Then what's the real one? Because that's the only one
I have it right here on my phone.
Okay. Are you going to share with the class?
Sure. I mean, I could come in now if you want me to.
But
sure.
I want to throw the number out. Have you driven by this thing? And I mean, what are we doing? Because we're 2 weeks out from the draft, and I know we're very insulated in that we only care about what the station is doing. because we're doing 8 million different radio shows that week. But as a city, what is your confidence level we're pulling this off? We've all seen Chicago and Kansas City and Philadelphia and what it's looked like and how good it looked on television. But I'll be honest. I mean, why am I driving around Detroit using the very highway all visitors will use, and it looks like escape from New York? Like, the amount of garbage. Like, when are you getting around to that?
Was the sign really needed?
I don't get the sign.
Is this the sign in white letters with the green trim? Is that the rendering?
Correct.
Okay.
And according to the story, the original story, I don't know if they're going to be like this, but there will be other signs around the city.
What's the next one going to say?
I don't know if it's going to be like this, but there will be other signs around where as you get into the city on different other fairways that you will see.
Sign saying 8 Mile.
I don't know.
The roads are horrible. You got a massive construction project going on.
Was it
you
needed?
Got garbage everywhere. Let's drop $400K on a sign that I'm pretty sure the kids at David's church could have built. And I'm not mad because it doesn't look like the Hollywood sign. As a caller said to Cookies this morning, we don't have a mountain. I'm not mad. I don't need any sign. I'm pretty sure the roads and the garbage and the construction would tell you you're in Detroit.
Right, but I'm just saying, if anything, I would have... The Uniroyal Tire is still there, right?
I pass it every time I'm on 94, yes.
So maybe do something with that. That's iconic to Detroit, especially when you come off the freeway. Make a sign. Do something there. Put a sash over the tire, but this...
A sash?
Beats this.
A sash. If you had that on your bingo cards today on a rainy Wednesday. 248-539-9797. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, because honestly, it just... Between the way district panned out and this thing, and you're like, okay, the draft is here in 2 weeks. I admit it, using 75 and driving back home, and I'm going, what on earth? I don't even understand how the garbage gets there. How do you have 80 miles of garbage on your highway? I've never seen it in any other state, ever.
I wish I had an answer. I don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, David, the Ticket Techs morning show did a good job with this. It's just one of those deals. Drafts in 2 weeks. Got garbage all over the freeways. This stupid sign, it's a complete waste of $400,000. I don't even care if you like the thing. Explain how that equates to $400,000. And what the hell does that do to make us more ready to host this damn draft? That was the end of my sentence, David. I'm sorry. I didn't have anything else for you there.
It's weird. I'll read a couple texts here. It says, I drove by it on Tuesday afternoon as they were installing it. It is, in fact, ridiculous. Another person says, I agree with Mike. Instead of the sign, why not spend the money on cleaning up the garbage around said sign?
Yeah. Donate to DJ's company.
I never realized caller DJ was charged with keeping the freeways clean. Well, then DJ better get his ass to work because these freeways look like ass.
Bruh, he's out there working, but the people are just adding to the garbage as they're out there picking it up.
The other thing is, look at the placement of the sign. It's not like the sign has got the ocean behind it or it's got anything good going on. You got a bunch of houses. What are we doing?
Right. Put a white or black billboard behind it to make it stand out, rather than you drove past like, wait, was that the sign? Yeah. Because in the artist renditioning, they shoot it from up, and then you see the sky behind
everybody up.
I do like how the mayor blames the disappointment on the sign due to, quote, bogus AI generated. No. We're disappointed because it's dumb.
But the regular rendering still doesn't look great.
When you talk about a Hollywood type of sign, you've now set the bar. Okay, I know what Hollywood sign looks like. I expect something similar. Now, had they just said, you know, we're just going to give you a sign, Detroit, maybe the expectations would be lower. But, yeah.
Robin, the car has an answer for you all on the trash. Biggest reason is the trash trucks that fly on our freeways. Michigan is a big state that takes other states and Canada trash.
All right, hold on. They're not flatbed pickup trucks.
Right.
Like where garbage is just getting strewn everywhere.
I guess what he's saying is, if there's some garbage in the back of the truck that didn't get pushed in there, as you're driving on the freeway, the wind is going to blow it off and it's going to land on the side. I'm just clarifying what they're saying. I don't know.
But I know that
basically that's all Auburn Hills is. It was like a garbage dump. It was the palace. No.
Rico insults entire community, calls it one compost heap.
No.
Film at 11.
Mike, at the palace, right? That mountain was where they dump garbage.
I'm aware.
So it's a garbage
dump.
I never
knew you hated Auburn Hills that much.
That's all Auburn Hills.
No,
that's
it was
great.
No, because I was like, what are they? Because somebody told me, and I was like, oh my God, they are. There's just garbage trucks go up there, they dump it, and then they cover it with
dirt. Here's the other thing. Like, why didn't they use like a Detroit, like the script, like use what the Tigers use on their road unis or put the old English D up there? Like, give us something.
It looks like the new Fanatics jersey.
Because you know what? That was
rest
probably
in peace, Riley Green's pants.
Because the old English D was probably 450,000. So they just went a little
cheap.
That's
the other thing. In a city that ain't got no damn money, how the hell is this how we're using 400 grand?
I'm with you. I would have just settled for, how about just a gigantic old English D?
How is caller DJ? No disrespect. That's one man. You know, maybe we should get about 10 caller DJs and 10 companies to clean up the roads. Gretchen couldn't fix them. The least we could do is clean them. It's a disgrace.
They got 2 weeks.
Go ahead, David.
Why did they make the D look smaller than the rest of the letters? Joe in St. Clair Shore says, why does the T look bigger than the other letters? I don't know.
I don't care.
It's
honestly,
because it's at an angle, that's why. It should have been the
way people behave themselves, there aren't going to be any letters there by tomorrow.
That's what another person says. The Detroit sign, it will be in the back of a scrapper truck before the weekend.
I mean, people everywhere. It's 2024. I don't care if it's Omaha, Nebraska, or if it's Detroit. People are animals. They're going to go down there. They'll vandalize the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe they'll treat it with, you know, respect.
Oh, reverence, huh?
And people will stop on the freeway, I guess, to take photos of the sign.
We're not allowed to have nice things. That's how this works. Let's go to the people. Go to Alfonso 97.1. Alfonso, what's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing? Love your show.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
The sign, I saw it this morning.
Okay.
It's, first of all, it's too small. That the sign should at least, each letter should at least be 12 feet. At least.
Yeah.
And for what we pay for it, it's just embarrassing. Other cities are going to come here for the draft and laugh at it. We're going to get laughed at. I mean, I laughed at it this morning.
It's not a good sign. Yeah, Alfonso, I think the bigger concern is just, all right, in the
Why
past.
Why do you pay so much money for that?
I have no idea. The idea that if that's 400 grand, I would have sent the invoice back and went try again.
It's like the thing that they built on 94 when the Super Bowl came here.
The arches.
Yeah.
Whose idea were those stupid things?
The footballs. Like, oh, this is crazy.
Well, why didn't they talk to any of the local artists around here who definitely had the talent enough to do a much better sign than that for less money.
Yeah, Alfonso, you would have been better off putting up a wall and just letting some artists doing some murals and just paint it. And I would have rather have seen that than the sign. And you can't sit here and say, well, Hollywood likes sign and give you that. That's like saying, oh, well, you know, this quarterback's just like Patrick Mahomes. Okay, I got a new expectation.
David, I'd like to tell you the city of Detroit's going to provide Greater Life with a Sistine Chapel-like rendering. Cutscene. It's a child with crayons on paper. Like, you cannot say Hollywood-like stop.
Yeah.
We don't even have a mountain.
No, not even anything close to that.
Well, I mean,
like, even towns that have Mount in their name don't have Mount Pleasant. There's no mountain. Mount Clemens, also no mountain.
Should we be shocked? I mean, the artist rendition, we're going to get a New York-style subway mass transit. Q line.
You can't get enough of that, can you?
Have you seen inside where they give you where it goes? It's in a circle, but it's the same.
It's basically it's a dumber version of the People Mover. It's God's honest truth. It's almost like, here, we can top the stupidity that was the People Mover. Let's do this.
They can't use half of it because the draft is going to be in the way.
Beep, beep.
Where's JJ? He's on the queue line. He'll be here in a minute.
Can you imagine? Remember how?
Hey, Rod, just go out there and stall for a little bit.
That's how the players should arrive at the draft. Individual rides on the queue line. Jesus.
Hey, with the first pick of the draft, Caleb. He's not here yet.
Beep, oh. Beep.
3 starts away.
He'll be here in 7 minutes. He got blocked.
Just stall. So, Detroit, how you doing out there?
But see, that's what sucks. The draft's going to be great. Like, it's awesome that we got a crack at this. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned at what it's going to look like.
They're putting in a lot of work. I drove downtown just to kind of get a look. They're really...
Well, introing Mark Montgomery at U of D.
That's not in downtown Detroit.
No, but you were doing the tour.
Okay, not even close to downtown
Detroit.
No,
I'm saying you have been out and about all week.
Oh, no, I was curious this weekend.
The Eclipse, Mark Montgomery.
And I'm like, I wonder what this is looking like. And I was like, okay, this is going to be nice.
How's the district look? Go ahead and move along.
Artist rendition.
It's rendering. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. We got a football today coming up. Kenny, I got to ask you about the Red Wings and whether we even want to bother getting hurt again. We'll talk about that too. 97.1. You missed anything? Odyssey.com Rewind. We had a fun open to the show where Rico opened our hearts and minds and tested the limits of our brains with his conspiracy theory on O.J. Simpson. OJ's dead, by the way. I don't know if you saw the news. But
it's everywhere.
Rico had a real conspiracy theory. I want to get to the Red Wings briefly. We talked about this 2 days ago. I got to be honest, I'm just done with it. That loss against the Caps, the way it looked, the result, the whole bit. You know, this show wasn't doing the whole moral victory theater others were doing. Now they're in Pittsburgh tonight. And they're a moderate underdog. I mean, I don't want to invest in it. It's something where if they're ahead and it's the third period, I will turn this on. But I don't want to get hurt again because this team only frustrates. Ever since we had the magical Friday, February 28th, a magical time, and Kenny Gorilla glued a flag to his schwanz, it was a magical Friday.
The fifth flag.
The fifth flag. Never go five flags. But we were all excited. Ever since then, the last 6 weeks have truly been, you can call it a playoff push, but you're 5-12-2 in your last 19 games. It's so hard to feel good about it. And having lost to the Caps, a team, Rico, they had lost six straight. The only team with a longer losing streak is the Flyers. I don't know if I'm ready to just dive back in tonight. I kind of am reaching Mocha Joe level where I'm like, you know what? Do me a favor. Exit stage. Just lose. Get out of here. See, had enough of you.
I think you should probably, because tonight's almost like the elimination game. if they lose, you can just say, forget it. I don't need to watch this anymore.
Bit of poetry with Sid the Kid putting you away, even though he's not a kid anymore.
Right. It's over. The run is done. It's not going to happen. They win.
We're back.
You jump back in, and it's like,
only to then lose to Slavkovsky and Montreal in an unprecedented performance.
But tonight, it kind of feels like an elimination type of – it's a feel to that this game. It's like, win this game, we can move forward. We can go on, and we still got a chance at this.
You believe they're winning? That's a no.
No, Kenny, you know what? I'm going to say yes because –
They live in the opposite.
Yeah. When you feel like, you know what, this team is done, they're going to come out tonight and win 5-1.
Now, I want you to know I respected your opinion on hockey because we're going to go to a man who has no respect for you, Kenny Cott.
Rico, I enjoy your opinions on hockey.
Kenny.
Kenny, was that inaccurate?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You nailed it. And no, I'm going into this game tonight. This team has beaten the excitement out of me. I used to long for the days of, hey, we're in a playoff push. Things are exciting around town.
This is not fun.
I haven't had fun in like 6 weeks, at least 6 weeks. I haven't had fun since before the losing streak. Exactly. You know what? Exactly.
I would love to know from the people. Look, it's a Thursday night. We got nothing else going on. Don't tell me you're watching Pistons Bulls. Don't do that. Don't lie to me. Seriously. No Tiger baseball. You don't have an NBA team. And the Lions, their night is in 2 weeks. Are you prepared to be hurt again? Or are you taking the approach I'm going to take, which is, I said to you the other day, it was my MSU basketball moment. That loss to Washington felt like MSU's loss to Iowa or Minnesota. And I went, you know what? F these guys. I'm done. If they win, they get in, I'll watch their game, I'll do whatever, but I cannot do this.
I think people are going to be in. I think they're ready to be hurt again. I think people are ready to open their hearts because they need this to happen. Because you've invested so much in these last couple of months. Tonight's the payoff.
I want to put the bat signal out there. Hockey Elite, I've got open phone lines. We're talking about your game, and we're not even making fun of it. I just want to know, have you recovered from the game the other night against the Caps, or have you gotten to spite phase? And spite phase is a dark place. A lot of fans don't want to admit they have it, but it exists in all of us, even Mr. Holier-than-thou-beard over here.
No, it was called John L. Smith's final year.
Right. Now, and again, it pushed you to a limit. The spite phase for me is the last, 17, 18, 19 games. Basically, DeBrinket's last 19 games. I'm done. Tired of being disappointed. I'm tired. I mean, even a game they won, I ended up annoyed, was the Columbus game. Like, that was so annoying they needed a miracle against a bad Columbus team. Kenny, they have a cannon. I've reached Latte Larry phase. I just, if they lose, I'd actually be like, F them. I'm just annoyed.
I just can't do it.
I know, buddy.
I'll be on the last guy on the Titanic holding the flag as we're going.
Oh, I'm not mad.
That's what I'm doing.
Not mad at you for it.
Kenny's striking up the band.
If anything, 100%. I'm admitting the ugly side of me as a fan. I'm not telling you I'm proud of it, but I'm not going to lie to my audience. I get very spiteful of teams, and it's almost like I want them to be in pain. Like, I want them to hurt the way that they bother us.
Oh, no. You do. You took some, like, Mike, what does it mean? I just need them to be hurting like I'm hurting right now.
That's it. Okay. That's it.
Mike, just don't watch it.
We have to. I think tonight I'll take a measured approach. I will skip the first period, and I'll let them dictate whether I'm going to participate. I want to know if the people, where are you at with
it? So you'll keep tabs, and if all of a sudden you see, hey, Wings are up 2-0.
Let's get involved.
They're down 2-0.
Let's see them choke it away.
All right.
248-539-9797. Hockey Elite, the doors are open. Please, tell us where you're at, because I can't do, it's the biggest game. No. That was the other night. And while this game's important, let us be clear, you do not control your own destiny. The fact that this team has put themselves in a position that we have to beg for spare change to get in. I get spiteful of that. People are hanging up on Kenny left and right. Is there a very angry contingent of hockey elite? I feel like Kenny is at war with callers right
see,
now.
See, I'm hoping that Kenny is just screening the call saying, you know what, guys, no. It ranks right up there with, let's just, you know, move up to number two in the draft.
No, in fact, they're just not saying anything to him. They're just hanging up. Yeah.
Oh, all right. In my mind, I was imagining Kenny like MFing callers and really getting after it. 248-539. You know, if you do just want to yell at Kenny, please call up. Feel free.
Or we can just play the Minnesota Viking horn.
When you hear this sound, you'll get two tickets to Aerosmith in January 25. Good Lord. All right. Let's let Kenny screen the calls. The hockey elite are lining up. We've got a big game tonight. Eighth caller up next. You get a meet and greet with Steven Tyler. We'll get to you.
I'm Roberto.
We'll get to your calls next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.